I'm pleased to be hosting the Australian Foreign Minister in Tehran after a decade. We have enjoyed political and economic relations, and these relations have gone through many ups and downs, and it's now time to promote such relations. Today we discussed various bilateral and regional issues, and we will continue discussions. We have concern about terrorism and extremism in the region, and this is a concern that we addressed in the course of our talks. And we also discussed ways and means for countering the dangerous phenomenon of ISIL. And the Australian Foreign Minister was concerned about the presence of Australian nationals amongst ISIL terrorists. That was another issue that we discussed. And also, we stress the need for coordination and exchange of views about in different fields in order to counter this phenomenon. We also had the chance of discussing bilateral issues and the necessity for boosting interaction by the two countries in different fields. One of the points that is a source of concern for us and Australia is the issue of the acts of misuse by illegal groups and groups that are involved in human trafficking, and also misusing Iranian nationals for the transfer to Australia. And also it was decided to continue cooperation and also continue consular discussions and negotiations in order to counter this problem. There were fruitful talks about supporting human rights and also ways and means for interaction in this sensitive field. I hope that through the continuation of cooperation and also political, economic and cultural exchanges between Iran and Australia, hopefully we'll be able to pave the way for improvement of the situation, particularly improving the situation of asylum seekers and also preventing any act of misuse by human traffickers. I would like to once again welcome Her Excellency Ms. Bishop and her accompanying delegation, and hope that she would have a fruitful visit and a memorable visit to Iran.
I am delighted to be here in Tehran on the first visit of an Australian minister to Tehran in over 10 years. And I thank His Excellency for the very warm welcome and the very productive and constructive discussion that we have had. This discussion will continue after my meeting with President Rouhani, and I look forward to continuing this very positive engagement on bilateral, regional and global issues that concern both our nations. In particular, the Foreign Minister and I discussed this violent terrorist organisation known as Daesh or ISIL, and we agreed that we are witnessing a more dangerous, more complex, more global form of terrorism than we have seen before. We had a detailed discussion about our respective roles in Iraq and the support that we're providing to the Abadi government to build capacity within the Iraqi security forces. I detailed Australia's involvement. It is proportionate, it is limited by time, and most certainly limited to military training and participation in coalition airstrikes. We had a very useful discussion about how we believe both our countries can contribute to the defeat of this terrorist organisation and end the suffering and misery of the people of both Syria and Iraq and ensure that it doesn't spread beyond that part of the world. We also had a very productive discussion on bilateral issues. As I indicated to His Excellency, there are about 10,000 visas issued each year to Iranians to come to Australia, about 8,000 short-term visas for tourism and educational purposes, and over 2,000 more permanent arrangements for family reunion and for skilled visas. And we also discussed the challenge of the people smuggling trade that has been revived in recent years, but under the current government in Australia has been dismantled to a considerable degree. There is the issue of returns, and the Foreign Minister and I had a very positive discussion about that. Given the level of exchange between citizens of our two countries, given some of the challenges that we have in terms of human trafficking, it's been decided to continue our discussions at an officials' level through a consular dialogue. I have invited Iranian officials to visit Australia as soon as possible so that we can continue this discussion and continue the positive steps that we have taken today to deal with these issues. We also had a very constructive discussion about human rights, and we have agreed to continue that dialogue in the spirit of cooperation that's been demonstrated through my visit here and through the conversations that we will have today. And I want to thank the Foreign Minister for his very warm welcome.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, I would like to welcome the distinguished foreign ministers of Iran and Australia. We start this year's first press conference.
Good morning, Minister Zarif and Ms. Bishop, if there's a contribution you can make on this. Australia has army instructors in Iraq. The number's just been increased slightly. We also have a strong force of strike aircraft involved in the campaign. What is Iran's view of Australia's involvement and the scale of it? Do you believe it's useful, helpful? Would you like to see more or less? And Iran is playing a major role in Iraq in training Shiite militia groups. Daesh's campaign in Iraq was extraordinarily brutal, and there have been reports recently that there have been reciprocating attacks, atrocities by some militia members. Can Iran do anything to keep that under control?
Well, I think the fight against Daesh and terrorism in Iraq should be owned and managed by the Iraqi government. And we respect the wishes of the Iraqi government in that regard, and we are there in cooperation with the Iraqi government, not with any specific groups in Iraq, but with the Iraqi government, and anything we do in Iraq is in coordination with the Iraqi government. We believe that there is a much-needed international support for the government of Iraq and for the fight against extremism and terrorism, which should be across the board, should not be selective, and should not be based on political considerations. It should address both the financial as well as the tactical and recruitment sources of these various terrorist groups that are operating in Iraq and Syria. As I said, it should be across the board and inclusive and not selective. And we are with the Iraqi government. And support the Iraqi government in whatever decision it takes in regard to these operations. We believe aerial bombardments alone will not be sufficient to deal with the problem of extremism and terrorism, but a larger global campaign against such terrorists would be required. As far as atrocities are concerned, any attempt against civilians in Iraq is not acceptable to us, nor is it acceptable to the Iraqi government, and that is the message that we've been sending all across to various groups in Iraq, and that is the hope that we have, that the atrocities that have been committed by Daesh and terrorist groups in Iraq would stop and would not be reciprocated.
Thank you for the question. The Foreign Minister and I discussed the shared common purpose that we have in Iraq, and that is to support the Iraqi government, build its capacity to take back its territory that's been claimed by Daesh, and to protect its citizens. We have a shared and common purpose in supporting the Iraqi government to be inclusive, to be strong, to be stable, and to have the capability to defend their own territory. We discussed the role of the militia. We discussed in detail the role that the Australian military forces will take in Iraq, and we made it plain that we have a time frame, that our mandate is limited to that that the Iraqi government has asked of us, and we agreed that our respective presence in Iraq is at the invitation of and with the consent of the Iraqi government. I believe that with the efforts of Iran, with the efforts of the coalition supporting the Iraqi government, we have the capability to defeat this terrorist organisation that is inflicting so much harm in this region. And I also made the point, as His Excellency indicated earlier, that there are Australian citizens. Indeed, there are citizens from about 80 or 90 countries around the world who are being drawn to this conflict. And it is in our national security interests to prevent Australian citizens from leaving, to prevent Australian citizens from taking part in this conflict, and to defeat Daesh. And we will do that through our support for the Iraqi government.
Ahmadi from Press TV has the last question.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Mr. Zarif, Ms. Bishop. It's an honor. Thank you. First of all, Ms. Bishop, I'd like to welcome you to Iran. In 13 years, it's the first time we're having an Australian official visiting us. So I'd like to know, what are the reasons behind your visit? What prompted this visit, actually? And does this mean that you are turning a new page in your relationships with Iran? And could we look forward to the sanctions being lifted, the sanctions against Iran? Mr. Zarif, the question I have for you is about the U.S. Secretary of State and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They keep repeating that the military option is still on the table, despite the fact that negotiations between Iran and the P5+1 are ongoing, and they also seem to have a positive turn. So what is your take on that? Thank you very much.
Let me just make one point. Old habits die hard. I think everybody has understood and recognized that the military option is non-existent. It doesn't work against Iran. And it's better to stop making those statements. We don't pay much attention to them because we know that there is none. And the fact that we are negotiating indicates that everybody understands that the only way to deal with Iran is through recognition of Iran's right and mutual respect. And I think that would provide a far better answer than getting engaged in disastrous adventurism.
Thank you for your welcome and thank you for the question. The reason I'm here is because your very gracious Foreign Minister invited me here, and I was pleased to be able to accept, and the opportunity to visit at this time was one I wanted to take because of Australia's involvement in Iraq. There are many issues that we needed to discuss in relation to that matter. There are bilateral issues, as I indicated earlier, that we wish to discuss, and I'm pleased that my visit here has led to a further level of engagement through a consular dialogue, which we hope will lead to a memorandum of understanding, or at least a framework within which we can operate to discuss two-way engagement on a whole range of issues. And I'm very pleased that there has been progress made in the P5+1 negotiations with Iran, and of course, should a balanced, reciprocal, mutually beneficial agreement be reached, then the issue of sanctions will follow that. So I believed it was time for an Australian Foreign Minister to be in Iran, and I was pleased to accept your Foreign Minister's very kind invitation.